Inviting the attention inward. And just noticing the natural inflow and outflow of your breath. Maybe cooler air is coming in your nostrils and warmer air is going out. Can we be fascinated with this moment, bringing all of our attention to something we can sense right now, like the breath? Maybe feeling the inside of the hands or the feet. Or noticing the next sound that arises. Just inviting the attention out of the mind and into our senses. Feeling the inflow and outflow of the breath. And noticing that there's a sturdy, stable you that's been here for all of your life experiences. It's kind of like your sky-like self. It's totally expansive and okay and free, just like the sky. It's experienced many hard things in the past, many joys and delights, but it's never really enhanced or tarnished by any of your experiences. There's a real strength and stability at the depth of you. Just sensing into that. And from there, you can notice and allow and welcome anxiety or worry, fear, tension, or discomfort. Just noticing. And you can bring some tenderness and compassion to whatever you're experiencing. Reminding yourself that this is a common human experience and you're not alone. Just tenderly welcoming all parts of you. And from this present space, you're really connecting with the truth of this moment, that there really is uncertainty, as there always is. We really don't know how anything will turn out. That's the truth we're always living with. It's kind of relieving to just stop and pause and align with that reality. That we're not in full control here. We don't fully know. But can we feel into the intimacy of our own being, the sky-like expansiveness of ourselves? I can tend and befriend any experience that moves through us. And just feel our capacity, our strength, as we relate to thoughts and feelings and experiences. With some attention and love, not letting any thought or emotion fully consume us. Staying connected to our sky-like self. that can openly receive whatever experience comes and goes, like it always has in the past and always will in the future. There's a silence and an inner strength here at the depth of you. Just sensing into that. And then now we'll bring this practice to a close, and we're finished.